call the meeting of House Committee on Rules to order for Wednesday, July 5th, 2017. I'm going to open a work session for reconsideration of Senate Bill 43A.
And Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Senate Bill 43A was moved out to the floor last week. First order of action today to bring it back before us for reconsideration and consideration of a new amendment to the measure is to first suspend the rules to bring them back into committee. We need to reconsider the vote by which we moved the measure out. We need to reconsider the vote by which we adopted the A2s. We will then have a discussion about the A3 amendments. We do not have the paperwork on the A3 amendments yet, so we will be asking to move it without consideration with the fiscal and revenue statement. So first order of business, Madam Chair, is a motion to suspend the rules for purpose of reconsidering Senate Bill 43A.
All right, Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purposes of reconsidering the vote on Senate Bill 43A.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on Senate Bill 43A. Is there any objections? Seeing none, rules are suspended.
And then, Madam Chair, I move to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 43A was sent to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 43A was sent to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation. Is there any discussion? Yep. Vice Chair McLean.
This is just on the reconsideration of the vote?
It's just to bring it back into committee.
Okay,
we're
never
trying
mind.
To get it back into the committee. Any further discussion? Any objections? Motion passes.
And then, Madam Chair, I move to reconsider the vote by which the committee adopted the A2 amendments.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved to reconsider the vote by which the committee adopted the A2 amendments. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Oh, yes, Representative Brenner.
What was the vote?
The vote to move the bill to the floor was
to adopt the amendment. I just want to know how I voted.
I don't remember how I voted either. I'm curious. I'm sure I voted yes, though.
I'm sure you did.
Yes, I'm sure you did, too.
We're going to have to check on that. I don't have my...
It wasn't a big deal. I thought you had it in front of you.
All right. Any further discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, motion passes.
And then, Madam Chair, I move to adopt the A3 amendments.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved to adopt a dash A3 amendments. Is there any discussion? Vice Chair McLean.
Madam Chair, I think I'm a little confused that based on the A3, it seems that we still have a fiscal impact, but we don't have a fiscal impact statement. So, hence the question, while A3 seems to be an improvement over A2, if I understand Representative Rayfield's characterization correctly, that this requires, A3 would require less, that the lobby doesn't have to specify each bill where they are lobbying either for or against, they just say they're working on. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So there's still a website.
Correct.
Okay. So this is going to have a fiscal impact. Did we have a fiscal impact on A2? And what was the fiscal impact on A2? And I'm just wondering.
Similar.
It should probably be the same. So I was just curious.
Yeah, and Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. The initial bill that we moved out provided for certain implementation period, and part of the idea was to set up the committee, which would then have lobbyists and legislators to help develop the website, which would then take implementation a little bit later on down the road. And in the meantime, there's current functionality in the current website to do to actually add attachments to the current website. And so once everybody comes on board in agreement with where it is, we would then come back into the next session, and it would be a policy option package for the Ethics Commission to then adopt to move the website for an enhanced website at that point. So,
okay. So, Aaron, Do you have anything?
I would just say, Mr. Chair, Madam Chair, Representative McLean, we did have a fiscal impact on the A2. Just specifically, Government Ethics Commission only estimates a $3,125 impact for this biennium. The policy option package potentially for the next biennium, 2019-21, could be, depending on the development of the website, depending on the developments that come out of this work group, could be potentially $300,000. But that would be a policy option package based on the recommendations from this advisory commission for the next biennium.
Okay. Then, okay. So there's not a lot of a fiscal difference between the two, and there will be some later. Okay.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, just for clarity with the A3, some of the highlighted differences between the A2, Representative McLean pointed out one, which is that statements would be required to identify each topic and measured lobbied on, not positions taken on the measures. Statements will be required to file monthly during the legislative session and quarterly during the remainder of the year. The amendments, the A3 amendments, also prohibit Government Ethics Commission from imposing fine for filing if Government Ethics determines it was a mistake. Requires the Government Ethics Commission conduct random audits of these statements. Operative January 1 of 2019 is when the Government Ethics Commission can begin to impose fines for violations of these filings. In addition, it also adds to required statement of registration filed by lobbyists, identification of each political committee that is advised or controlled by lobbyists, makes political campaign contributions to elected public official or candidate in Oregon, and requires when filing statement an acknowledgement that lobbyist has read and understands laws and administrative rules governing lobbyists, and requires lobbyist filing or renewal statements registration annually with Government Ethics Commission. So those are some additions in the measure.
And Madam Chair, can I ask?
Sure.
All right, so Representative Rayfield, A3 is a compromise?
Yes.
With the Senate?
Yeah, and Representative McLean, I had initially, I think, in the primary bill that we passed out of the House, was really the main focus was kind of identifying the supporting, opposing, seeking amendments. One of the concerns from the lobby was periodically on a handful of bills they changed their position, and it could wind up, they believe it could wind up being misleading. And of course, I felt a little bit differently, but, you know, I respect where they were coming from. And so on Monday, I sat down with Senator Burdick, and she had some additions to the bill that she really liked, which was kind of the PAC information and then the 10% audit, which is actually that component of the bill they had looked at passing. And so what we did is we melded all of her suggestions, and then I backed down on my support oppose into one compromise amendment, which is the A3.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Further, yes. Representative Kenner.
So it would be fair to characterize this as a compromise between you and Senator Burdick.
That would be fair to characterize it that way.
Thank you.
Further discussion on adopting the A3 amendments. All right. Is there any objection?
Yes.
Representative Kenner. Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on Senate Bill 43A with the -A3 amendments without having the fiscal impact and revenue impact statements on hand at this time.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on Senate Bill 43A with the -A3 amendments without having the fiscal impact and revenue impact statements on hand at this time. Is there any discussion, mm-hmm. Representative Rayfield?
And I would just for the committee and for the folks in the audience note is the elements of these have already had fiscals on them, and as we discussed a little bit earlier, so we just haven't had them merged. So,
Representative Kenner.
I guess I anticipate voting no on the bill. I just think that absolutely disclosure is critical, but it needs to be worked out and I think the details are not fleshed out, and this is a long ways from a consensus kind of an approach, and I think there's something to be said for us arriving at consensus about what's fair, what's disclosure, what's clear. And I'm just having a lot of grief with it and can't support it.
Thank you for their discussion. All right. Can you call the roll, Sam?
Representative Barreto?
No.
No.
Oh, sorry. This is to suspend the rules. Sorry. Never mind. Is there any further? Is that debatable? Okay. Is there any objection to suspending the rules?
Suspending the rules.
All right. Motion passes. Okay.
All right. Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 43A to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved Senate Bill 43A with a due pass as amended recommendation. Any discussion? No, Representative Kennemery put on the record.
I already have my statement.
Okay. Yeah, Vice Chair McLean.
Yeah. I am torn. I think this bill has gotten better. It certainly has gotten better, but it does trouble me a bit still that, and I represent Kennemer made a good point. I'll have to review. I'll be a no now and join Representative Kennemer and maybe others in opposing the bill overall, and then we'll have to look at it when it gets to floor. I do think there is some value. Certainly, disclosure as a principle is a good thing. And, but I also have been a part of systems where the effort to disclose actually becomes so cumbersome that it becomes dysfunctional, and then people end up with just workarounds, and it doesn't serve anybody. And I'm not sold this doesn't produce unnecessary burdens, but I do appreciate, and I will publicly say that I appreciate Representative Rayfield's effort with Senator Burdick to reach a more compromise bill. So thank you on that.
Thank you, Representative Barreto.
Well, I'm going to be a no too, but again, here we are at the last minute making changes before. I mean, you said you don't even have a copy of the A3. I have a copy here. It's 16 pages, and we have 10 minutes to look at it, So it's just, you can say, well, there's a fiscal. The fiscal's about what it was here on the other amendment, and then we have the amendment here, and it's just unclear. I mean, here we're talking about keeping the lobby accountable when we can't even keep ourselves accountable on what we're voting on. So I think there's a little bit of hypocrisy there, and it certainly isn't the way, in my opinion, to do business for the state.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Representative Rayfield.
And just to be really clear, the fiscal will remain the same because it is the same underlying thing, so I just want that to be very clear.
Can I ask one additional question here to Representative Rayfield? If I'm just curious, if the did you talk to any tribes that have lobby that represent their interests here at the Capitol? I'm curious as to disclosure impacts on what are, in essence, sovereign entities. Did you talk to them, or where are they on this bill?
I would assume they would have brought those concerns up through the Capitol Club, because since November we had been engaging with the Capitol Club continuously, and kind of forcing some of the conversations, probably not to their liking. I'm sure they were very frustrated with me at times, and so I have had to apologize numerous times as I've continued to push. But throughout that process, I assume that would have come through the organization that represents all of the lobbyists. The bill only applies to folks that are required to register, I'm not sure whether, depending if they are part of Capital Club or not, they would have been represented by that entity.
All right. Thank you.
Any further discussion?
And, Madam Chair, just for the record, Representative Brody, you were excused on July 1st when we moved the original matter.
No clarity for you. Sorry. All right.
No wonder I couldn't remember.
Another last point. The underlying bill, just for Representative Barreto, the underlying bill passed 52-3 on the House floor, which was more stringent than the current version you're voting on.
All right. Sam, can you call the roll?
Representative Barreto.
No.
Representative Pack.
No.
Representative Foley?
Aye.
Representative Hammer?
No.
Representative Note?
Yes.
Representative Smith Warner?
Aye.
Vice Chair McLean?
No.
Vice Chair Rayfield?
Yes.
Chair Williamson?
Yes, motion passes. Carrier will be Representative Rayfield. I will close this work session. I'm going to open a work session in HCR 40.
And, Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 40 was heard on July 1st as well. It establishes limitations and deadlines for legislative measures for 2018 session of the 79th Legislative Assembly. It limits Senate House members to no more than two drafts. It limits Senate and House committees to no more than three. Limits Governor and Chief Justice to no more than five drafts. It does require all drafts requested by be submitted to Legislative Council on or before November 21st, 2017, and all drafts be filed at Senate or House desk no later than 5 p.m. on January 16th of 2018. That does exempt Joint Ways and Means, Senate President and House Committee on Rules from limitations and deadlines. It comes to you with no revenue and no fiscal impact.
Are we in a work session?
Yeah, we sure are.
All right. Madam Chair, I move that HCR 40 be adopted, or be moved to the floor with it be adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved HCR 40 be with a be adopted recommendation to the floor. Is there any discussion? Representative Barreto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to be no on this, too. We're outnumbered in every other area, and now the committee still has three bills that they can introduce, and we still didn't get a bill passed to where those committee bills, you know, were referenced back to whoever introduced them. So
no, it says five.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me.
That's right. Yes, Representative Kenemer.
Yeah, I'm still concerned about this. I guess two is probably reasonable. Two times, but that's still two times 90 is a lot of bills, 180 bills. But the committee bills bother me a great deal too, because in my experience, I see a lot of times committee bills are reflective of principally the chairs of the committees. And I think having the opportunity to do their two plus three is five bills, I think that's disproportionate to the rest of us.
Thank you. Further discussion? All right. Sam, can you call the roll, please?
Representative Barreto?
No.
Representative Matt?
No.
Representative Foley?
Aye.
Representative Kenemer?
No.
Yes.
Representative
Warner?
Aye.
Vice Chair McLean?
No.
Vice Chair Rayfield?
Yes.
Yes, motion passes. I will close the work session. Erin?
Madam Chair, I believe that completes our work for today, but stay tuned and there will be an additional meeting probably tomorrow. So,
all right.
We are not quite done yet.
See you all here tomorrow.
Yeah.
All here tomorrow.
Yeah.
See you.